The issue of gender-based violence is at the heart of human rights. Violence against women and girls is one of the most widespread, persistent, and devastating human rights violations in our world today. Which still remains largely underreported due to the impunity, silence, stigma, and shame surrounding it. Women around the world suffer in the same way, and they have the same fears, and we just heard it in the videos. No matter which country we are in, breaking the wall of silence of victims and having certainty in the country they are in. Remains the pivotal challenge of new generations. Violence against women continues to be an obstacle achieving equality, development and peace, as well as the fulfillment of women and girls' human rights. All in all, the promise of SDGs, Sustainable Development Goals, to leave no one behind, cannot be fulfilled without putting an end. To violence against women and girls. The current refugee crisis has created multiple forms of violence against women and girls. Increasing numbers of women, either alone or with family, are attempting to reach somewhere to seek protection from conflict and violence. But these women are subject to violence during their journey, like some of us who are in the forum, or in their countries. On arrival at destination country within our homes. A place where you call home, your refuge, is actually where you are most vulnerable. And if you're a young girl, just imagine. Where else do you go if your home is not safe? Even though domestic violence has always been a big area of focus, and I'm sure for many of you in the room who are here, I'm sure that is one of the big areas of your work focus. The question is, why haven't we developed enough intervention to look at this issue much more seriously? You know why? Especially in terms of domestic violence, I think we are consistent intervention to look at this issue much more seriously. You know why? Especially in terms of domestic violence, I think we are considering it as a private matter, which shouldn't be the case. The effect of violence does not only remain with women, but I consider it as a private matter, which shouldn't be the case. The effect of violence does not only remain with women, but I actually have to emphasize that the effects also impact the children. The children are affected for a lifetime and can pass from one generation to another. Children who have witnessed or been subjected to violence are more likely to become victims or abusers themselves. Can you just imagine women who are living in conflict areas, the proportion size of this challenge gets bigger and bigger as rape has been used as a weapon or threat, again, not only to women and girls, but of course to men and boys. I would like to emphasize, enough of talking, and this is time to address these issues as serious as we take our... We must respond with all urgency. Women are asking for safety and security, access to healthcare services, and we heard again in the videos, and for survivors to be treated with respect. Today, we can pledge to do more. So let's pledge together to promote an active dialogue on the issues of sexual gender-based violence in civil society, a positive active dialogue. Let's pledge together a change in attitudes that blame survivors. Let's pledge for greater protection for women who face sexually gender-based violence. And above all, we pledge that survivors are listened to, taken seriously, and their needs are put at first. Thank you very much.
Najiba, thank you very much for those heartfelt words, and I think that your message of SGBV being at the heart of human rights and following through your pledges to that final plea about SGBV being at the heart of human rights and following through your pledges to that final plea that victims are listened to is